I'm Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. A caller named Bill once called the show and stated that his father was an abusive alcoholic for years. Now, his father's had a stroke and requires extensive care, but sadly still drinks. Bill went on to say that although he's over 50 with a wife and kids, he still feels like a terrified 9-year-old when he's around his dad. Bill's father made his own decisions, and those decisions evidently did not involve a recovery program. I shared with Bill that he could only do his best, but his family needs the 50-year-old version of Bill, not the 9-year-old version. Bill's well-being remains paramount to his wife and children. And to be blunt, his father's well-being, while desirable, does not. Although it sounds harsh, the reality is Bill's father may not make it, but Bill has to. I commended Bill for working to ensure his father's safety and care despite the trauma that his dad had caused. But I also cautioned Bill on the importance of securing his own care and well-being by attending a recovery program for family members of alcoholics and even counseling. Honoring your mother and father does not mean honoring alcoholism, addiction, or abuse.
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.